Fantasy 120 on 107.5 The Game, podcasting the AFC West. Tim Daly here with you, Chase Daniels. Of course, Fantasy 120 airs each Sunday morning, NFL Sunday morning, that is, from 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game. Going to start off in the AFC West with the Chiefs, KC, Kansas City Chiefs, last year winning 11 games as they are ready for the new year here as you look at the offense. We'll start with the offensive line. They signed Mitchell Schwartz from the Browns. When I look at this offensive line, I trust this offensive line as far as run blocking and to protect Alex Smith.
It's definitely a youthful offensive line. I think there's going to be some excitement with this offensive line. They're younger guys. Well, I do believe that. I think Alex Smith is very good and very heady quarterback, that he's not going to take too many sacks anyway. So I like this offensive line. I do think it's more of a middle of the pack, but its youth can be exciting at times.
Yeah, Mitchell Morris definitely does some good things there at the center position. Of course, Charkendrick West and Spencer Ware, backup Jamal Charles and Travis Kelce. You know, he loves catching touchdowns too. We'll see how things go for him this year. Now, when we look at the defense, I think where this defense will, I think, take a few steps back just with the secondary, with the, you know, had the retirement of Hussein Abdullah. He retired. Sean Smith is gone as well. He signed over with the Raiders. You still have Marcus Peters there. Derek Johnson is still on this defense. Ontario Poe as well. Don't really know Justin Houston as far as if he's going to be available for week one. Last year, fourth fewest to running backs as far as fantasy points go, 15th fewest to QBs. I think it had 22 picks, only the Panthers had more at 24. So when I look at this defense, I think that is the number that I don't think they're going to be that good against the pass and pick up those picks like they did last year. I feel like this defense is going to just take a few steps back.
I agree. They really need a healthy Justin Houston in there. I'm looks like that his status for the beginning of the season may be in question a little bit with his ACL surgery he had back in February. But I agree all with all of that, Tim, that this is a defense I think steps back. It's not one that I am looking to draft in any of my fantasy leagues right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not saying it's the worst defense in football, but we'll see how things go with the new season. Chargers is where they start, a home game with the Chargers at Texans, back home for the Jets at Steelers before they hit that early bye. Moving on to the Chargers now, 4-12 last year. As we look at this year, we can start with the offensive line like we usually do. They grab Matt Slauson over from the Bears when the Bears cut him to add to their offensive line because the Chargers had a lot of injuries on their offensive line last year. They re-signed Barksdale, Joseph Barksdale. That was definitely key for this offensive line. And so as I look at this offensive line, I trust this offensive line with the Chargers as long as everyone can stay healthy. Speaking of new players, too, they bring in Travis Benjamin from the Browns. The add there with Keenan Allen and Stevie Johnson. Hunter Henry is also a tight end. They drafted, too, the tag along there with Antonio Gates. I'm excited to see if Hunter Henry gets on the field.
I'm excited for Melvin Gordon. I think this is an offensive line that is built for more running, run blocking here. Melvin Gordon, no touchdowns last year.
I think 215 or something touches and no TDs.
I think that changes some. This is an offense that quickly went to being a pass-happy offense.
Or handing it to Danny Woodhead.
Well, Danny Woodhead's still going to factor in there a good bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they're committed to running the ball. I feel that Melvin Gordon was committed to being a better ball runner or ball handler. So I do see some improvement on Melvin Gordon here, and that's going to be something that I'm going to watch this offseason. Hopefully he'll give me some confidence to move him up my draft board a bit.
Yeah, looking at the defense, as far as the guys they have on this defense, they bring over Brandon Mebane from the Seahawks. That'll help out here. Joey Bosa. Still got Melvin Ingram. Jeremiah Tuchu as well on this team. They did lose Eric Weddle in that secondary. They replaced him basically with Dwight Lowry. If you like that move or not, there from the Colts, Casey Hayward, they bring him over from the Packers. Still got Brendan Flowers and Jason Verrett on this defense. I think this improves. Eighth fewest as far as the QBs go. 22 passing TDs they gave up. Fourth most to rushing to the running backs there with 14 TDs. I think this defense has some improvement this year.
Yeah, I really like the pick of Joey Bosa there out of Ohio State. I think that was a piece that they needed. And with his talent, I think they could put him anywhere on that defense and he could be productive for them.
Yeah, so we'll see how this Charger team starts things off at Chiefs, back home for the Jags, at Colts, Saints, and then back on the road against the Raiders is how they get the year started. So not too difficult of a schedule here for the Chargers. Broncos up next, winners of 12 games last year. We can start with the offense here. Of course, no Peyton Manning. That's where you have Mark Sanchez. We'll see how long it takes Paxton Lynch to get on the field for this team.
Yeah, that's definitely the storyline here of this offseason. No Peyton Manning. How is Mark Sanchez? How is Paxton Lynch? What are their involvements going to be mm-hmm. in this offense? I do believe Mark Sanchez starts, but I would not be shocked by week four or sometime shortly after Paxton Lynch is in there.
Did lose Evan Mathis on this offensive line. Vasquez as well. They lost him. They did grab Russell Okung to come over on this offensive line. That was their big acquisition there in the offseason there for this offensive line. I still think it will be able to give Mark Sanchez or whatever QB is standing back there some time to do what it needs to do and do some run blocking there for C.J. Anderson, Ronnie Hillman, or Devontae Booker as well. We'll see how the pecking order, I guess, as the year moves on for this team. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. We'll see where the tight end of Virgil Green or Garrett Graham. So there's some options on this offense.
Yeah, these are very good offensive weapons to have. But when you have a quarterback of Mark Sanchez's caliber who's been known to do just throw the ball in errant mm-hmm, ways yeah. and stuff, you know, you do question. I do think that this quarterback situation deflates the value of these guys. But they are immensely talented, so it's going to be interesting to see how their season pans out.
As far as the defense, we've got Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, Shane Ray as well, hoping he can do some things this year. Darian Stewart, T.J. Ward in the secondary, Chris Harris, Tlaib. You did lose Malik Jackson and Danny Trevathan as well from this defense. But, you know, last year, the fewest fantasy points QBs, fewest passing yards, 11th fewest to rushing to running backs. Still like this defense.
Yeah, I do love the emergence of Brandon Marshall, linebacker there for them. They were able to let Trevathan go in the offseason. I consider this still one of the top defenses in fantasy.
As far as the scheduling goes, home game with the Panthers, home game with the Colts, at Bengals, at Bucks, and then back home for the Falcons before they go back out on the road to the Chargers, and then turn around and come home and play the Texans and home again there with the Chargers is how the Broncos get things started. And I think in that first game against the Panthers, you'll see, I think we'll find out exactly what the QB's made of, whether that's Mark Sanchez back there, and we'll sort of see where the Broncos stand, I think, early on. I mean, that's not an easy task there in week one. Lastly here for the AFC West, the Raiders, Oakland Raiders, winners of 7 games last year. Lots of improvement on this team, really both sides. We'll start with the offense first. Of course, Derek Carr, you know, what a year last year. I think he was, you know, a valuable asset for a lot of fantasy owners who had injuries at the QB.
Yeah, we liked him. We spoke highly of him on our podcast last year. He had 32 touchdowns, only 13 interceptions. You know, how much more improvement over that, I don't know. But I think he is a guy that could lock in another 30 touchdowns this season.
Yeah, they bring in Simile over from the Ravens for the offensive lines. Gabe Jackson there, Rodney Hudson, Donald Penn. Love this offensive line.
I do. I do, too. I think it's a great pass-blocking offensive line. I think it's a great run-blocking offensive line. There's weapons on this offense that could bring some excitement into Oakland again this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of good run blocking there for Latavius Murray. We'll see how his year pans out this year. And, of course, all the weapons there for Derek Carr with Cooper and Crabtree. We'll see how they get things started here for the new year as far as fantasy goes. Now, on the defensive side of things, they brought in Reggie Nelson from the Bengals. He led the league in INTs last year. Also, let's see some other new faces here. Sean Smith over from the Chiefs. Bruce Irvin over from the Seahawks. Still got Dan Williams there. Khalil Mack. Alden Smith will be available sometime in November when he gets his life straight. Hopefully by November. We'll stay tuned for that. On paper, Chase, I like this defense.
Yeah, they're not readily getting drafted in a lot of the mock drafts mm-hmm. that I'm doing. But I see this defense because I think the perception is they're still a terrible defense from years. People see what happens years mm-hmm. ago. That's what they remember. I think this is a good defense, especially early in the season when you don't know a lot about them.
Plug and play, maybe.
I think definitely early on, plug and play. I think their schedule is open to that.
Yeah, at Saints is week one. Falcons, home game with the Falcons, at Titans, and then at Ravens. They possibly could be 3-0 headed into that game against the Ravens. We shall see. But I think on paper, you get excited about the Raiders, but you still got to go out there and make the plays and win the game. So we'll see how the year pans out there for the Raiders. That wraps up the AFC West. Fantasy 120 airs each Sunday morning, each NFL Sunday morning from 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game.